Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's hit the guest line. Rob Ninkovich, former Patriots linebacker, two-time Super Bowl champion, joins us now. Hey, Rob, Taz on the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes here on this Thursday morning.
What's up, Rob?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How you doing? I'm doing well.
Yeah, you got it, Robbie. You look at it, you know, how do the Patriots do it so differently than everybody else as compared to other teams and the success that comes their way in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think they have a short-term memory. So, you know, they move on to the next year very quickly. They don't dwell on the past. Bill tries to repeat that to us every year that, Every year is a new year. What's up, bud? Yeah, I'm on the phone, buddy. I got my little 2-year-old dude.
There you go.
For me.
Adorable.
That's what life's all about, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, you know, I think that Bill does a great job of, you know, pounding it into everyone's skull that, you know, the past is the past. That's over with. They can't help you. And if you dwell on it or even think about it, it's not going to help you be successful in the future. So, you know, I think that these guys have had a grinded-out type season, you know, used every ounce of all the things that they're successful with, you know, running the football, play-action pass, defensively. The scheme has kind of adjusted throughout the year to help them. And, you know, they've came up with a package on defense. I think it was probably versus the Packers. And it's just been working for them. Their man coverage has done really well. Their secondary is playing at a high level. And that'll take you a long way. You know, if your secondary can play, it helps everybody. It helps the front get pressure. And, you know, they're doing a good job. So I think, you know, they're trending in the right direction at the right time.
They sure are. And they normally do, Rob, as you know. You've experienced it. So let me ask you, man, you know, how much does this Patriot team – because it seems like they love embracing that underdog role. I mean, you think that comes from Belichick? You think it's coming from Brady? Or is it just like, you know, all the veterans on the team? Where does that come from? I'm sure you buy into that, too. I would, too, if I was on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this year there's definitely been a lot of noise outside of that building saying that, you know, they're getting a little too old. You know, Bill, Tom, you know, they're not – they don't look like their normal selves.
Right.
And I mean, that can kind of, you're told to ignore all that stuff, but at the same time, you know, it's hard not to walk past the TV and you got so-called experts, you know, betting against you or talking bad about you. So, I mean, it's good to have a chip on your shoulder, right?
Yeah,
that's
of course.
What makes you play at your best, highest level. You know, I think that I commend those guys to have the mental toughness to power through a lot of the negativity that's out there. There's not a lot of fans outside of the New England area that want to see the Patriots be successful. I mean, let's just make it clear.
Because, that's correct.
You know, people are jealous. I mean, what? People, you know, you win the lottery and guess what? People talk about you. Like, I could have won that or I could have done that. Yeah, it was just, you know, right place, right time. All that stuff that a lot of people – when you're successful, they want to talk bad about you. So, you know, it's just like any dynasty that's been on a good run for a very long time. People just, they naturally are jealous. So it's unfortunate. We live in a world of jealousy.
Yeah. Rob, when you look at this matchup on Sunday in Kansas City, at Chiefs hosting the Patriots, give us a couple things that you're looking forward to seeing how this game plays out between both teams.
Yeah, so I do a show on Mondays. It's called Monday Night Patriot, and I said that if the weather is, like they say, it's going to be really cold, zero or below, that the Patriots roll, because they're just used to the conditions, the mental toughness of, you know, practicing and, you know, being outside. And, you know, before practice, Bill will say, all right, guys, get all your stuff on, you know, put on the layers. I don't care if it's raining, if it's zero, if it's 98. I don't care. Just go out there. We're going to practice in it because we're going to play in it. And, you know, when you have that type of mentality, it's just easier. So their team is built for just a running type style game. I think that if it's really cold, it affects everybody, but it affects more so the passing game, you know, and the kicking game. So they're very successful on the ground, and if they can run the football with success, it sets up everything else. So they'll start running the ball, takes the crowd away. So playing at Kansas City, I mean, that crowd is very loud, but if you can run the ball, it kind of quiets everybody down. If you take away those third and tens, it quiets the crowd down. So controlling the football, running the football, time of possession, you know, that's what affects the Chiefs. So if you can take away the big plays on their offensive side and let them grind it out for 10, 12 plays and see if they can do that, you know, then it's going to be in your hands, and you can play and have control of the game on your terms. It kind of makes it a lot better. So I had them winning by two scores if it's a, you know, very cold game, which I anticipate. So
So what, and I agree with you, by the way, as far as time possession, no one does that better than the Patriots. They just chop away at you, just like chip and chip and chip, and it's just, next thing you know, it's like they had the ball for all these minutes, and they just keep getting first down after first down after first down. Let me ask you, Rob, like, what type of, defensively, type of scheme you think Coach Belichick, I was joking around with Moose the other day. I'm like, yo, you just picture Belichick in a laboratory, like, coming up with something to stop this excellence of Patrick Mahomes in this offense. You kind of agree with that? You think Belichick's going to put a little something special in there defensively?
Well, I anticipate them jamming Kelsey at the line of scrimmage,
right,
getting him off track. Any point he's in close vicinity to the line of scrimmage, he's going to get hit. So you hit him early, try and slow his route down. Hill, I would double Hill with some type of double coverage. Anytime he's within 5 yards, you're going to hit him. So if he's running a 5 yard crossing route, my linebackers are looking for him.
Yeah,
so
you're
going to hit him, and you're going to hit him every time he's within that 5 yard distance, to try and make him slow down a little bit. So, those two guys, you got to stop those two guys. Those are your big play guys. And then with the quarterback situation, you can't run the same stuff that they were running versus the Chargers because of the fact that Rivers is a sitting duck. He's not going to move in the pocket. He's going to be there, and he's not trying to escape to run. So Mahomes, the difference, he's looking to scramble to throw. That's a whole different set of challenges because of the fact if you're in cover five, which is man coverage, if you're any man coverage, your backs are turned to the receivers, and that's what causes big plays when a quarterback can get out because you're not in zone. You can't run up to the quarterback. Your backs are turned. So then you're going to have to take a guy out of the rush and maybe spy him. When you're in man coverage, you need one guy to keep their eye on the quarterback. And then the defensive line has to do a great job of pressing the pocket and not running behind the quarterback and creating step-up lanes to where you can step up and out. When I say up and out, B-gap usually to the right with a right-handed quarterback, that right-hand step-up B-gap lane is the most important pass rush lane. So they're going to have to press the pocket, control the pass rush, and understand that, hey, if this quarterback gets out, we can't let him scramble and throw. That's, you know, you can't cover all day. So the hardest part is covering and putting pressure on the quarterback.
You know, Rob, as you look back at your playing career, and we're talking to Rob Ninkovich, two-time Super Bowl champion with the linebacker, with the Patriots and linebacker, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Thursday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Look back at your Patriot career, Rob. Did, you know, it's always good reminiscing. Was there like kind of a welcome to the Patriots kind of moment for you, Rob?
Oh, well, yeah, probably just you're instantly being you're instantly thrown into the fire. So 2009, I was a special teams guy, and I just had barely made the roster. I was probably a 53 man on the roster at that point, and one of the guys went down on punt team, and they put me out there, and it was versus the Buffalo Bills, first game of the year, and I literally almost was cut instantly because I almost let up a blocked punt on my first play ever as a Patriot. The whole crowd was like that, ooh, because I missed the guy. So luckily the guy didn't block it. He missed the punt, and that would have been my bus ticket out of there. So I'm very appreciative that that guy missed that block. But from then on, I was like, you know what? At any point, you could be at any position, and you could be, you know, pretty much counted on by everybody to make the play. So I learned early, like, hey, it doesn't matter where you're at on the field, if you're on the roster, they're going to count on you to do something. So at that point, I made it a point. Every time I'm on the field, I'm prepared. I'm ready to play. Punt team, punt return, kickoff, defense. You never know what Bill's going to – what he's going to put on your plate. So you have to be able to play at a high level at all times with Bill Belichick as your head coach.
Rob, we got about a minute left. Why do you think some veterans go there, as we've seen in the past, and some of them have failed and not been successful in New England?
Well, I think it's the mentality you have to have, and you have to – not everyone can play for New England. I mean, it's not an easy place to play. It's very challenging mentally. And, look, every year you're in the AFC Championship, 8 years in an AFC Championship. That's mentally challenging. That's a very hard task to do that. And it's a very disciplined environment. So there's a lot of other places that you can kind of do what you want to do and do it at your own pace. And, you know, veterans don't have to practice. Bill, no. If you don't practice, you don't play. So Wednesdays, you better put your pads on. We're doing 9-on-7. We're doing run fits. And if you don't want to do it, guess what? You're not playing. So – you know, I think a lot of older guys, and they come into that situation, they're like, yeah, well, this is my eighth year. I don't practice on Wednesday, Thursday. I just get ready for the game. And, you know, that's not the case with Bill. He doesn't care, you know, who you are, where you're from, how many years you've been,
right,
how many Pro Bowls.
You got to do the work.
You got to do the work. And if you don't do the work, guess what? You're not going to be there. So,
well,
everybody,
Rob,
does it. Everybody does it.
We are flat out of time. Hey, Rob, enjoy the game on Sunday. Best of luck with the podcast. We appreciate the time.
Thanks,
this morning, all right?
Appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.